Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
Today's program was brought to you by 100 Bogart Street, the brand new co-working space in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Learn more at 100bogart.com.
My name is Hannah Forden. I'm the membership coordinator at Heritage Radio Network, but even before I joined the team, I loved listening to HRN during my subway commute. It made the time go quickly and left me feeling inspired for the day ahead. HRN listeners tune in from all over the world, but there are a few traits that we all have in common, no matter where we listen from: a curious palate, the fierceness to make a difference, and a hunger for lifelong learning about the culinary world. As you know, Heritage Radio Network is a listener-supported nonprofit. To deliver the most ambitious, entertaining, and of-the-moment stories in 2018, we need your help. We need to raise $150,000 by December 31st to accomplish these goals and to keep your favorite shows on the air. Together, we can make this HRN's most exciting, impactful, and delicious year yet. Become a member by donating today. Join us at heritageradionetwork.org/donate, and you'll immediately start enjoying benefits such as VIP invitations to HRN events, where you will mix and mingle with your favorite hosts. Memberships also make a perfect holiday gift for all the foodies in your life. This year, why not give the gift of food radio? You'll hear your generosity in action for the year to come. Help keep our lights on and our mics hot by pledging your support today at heritageradionetwork.org/donate. Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Animal Instinct here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Celia Kutcher. I'm also known as the Food Healer. And today I'm going to be speaking with Jennifer Lemus, the VP of Marketing and Customer Experience of Paradise for Paws in Chicago. So I just want to get started and find out all about this place. So, Jen, are you there?
I am, Celia.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this Monday afternoon?
I'm good, thanks. And thank you for taking the time from your busy schedule to talk to us for a little bit so we can find out more about your awesome organization.
I am thrilled to speak with you. I love talking about what we do.
Yay! So I'm just going to get started because I got questions for you, babe.
Great.
So could you tell us what it is that you do with them?
So in my role, I am the Vice President of Marketing and Customer Experience. That runs the gamut. My main focus is about introducing new pet parents and guests to what our hotels and resorts offer so that they can see the great service we provide. And I do that through a variety of marketing tactics, whether that be digital, events, print, partnering with shelters, etc. But then I also focus on delivering that top customer experience and to make sure that we're delivering on the promise of the experience, both for the pet parents and for the guests when they stay with us. And in the few instances where something doesn't go right, I work with the team to make it better. But more often than not, it's about excelling and delivering that top-notch experience.
Nice. And so you have an extensive marketing background, and not all for animal associations or events.
Yes.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. What's the difference between human affairs and animal affairs?
Well, I'd say what's interesting in working for a company like Paradise for Paws is we really have two customers that we're catering towards. We're the pet parent who's making the decision and bringing their fur baby in, but it's also about delivering experience for the guest itself, that dog or cat. And so that is definitely one thing. And, I'm used in marketing in general. You often, customers tell you what they want, but they don't always know what they want.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're basing it off of what's available, and they tell you, I like that or I like this. But often they don't know exactly what you want. And so there's a deeper level of that struggle when you're working in an animal industry, because now you can't always articulate as a human customer, but you're now trying to anticipate the needs of the four-legged guest as well. We want to cater and pups are our fur babies and our fur kids, and so there's an extra concern of making sure that they're getting the best.
Nice. And so what clients do you think are more demanding, corporations or pet owners?
I don't like to use the word demanding. I actually love it when someone tells me. The best customer is someone who tells me exactly what I want,
Nice. What
they want, because then I know exactly how to make them happy. And then not only do they tell me what I want and what to do to make them happy, it very lays out clearly what I can do to make them, delight them. So we believe within our organization and our offering that no ask is too much. We're all about caring, taking the highest level of care for the guests and focus on customer service. So no demand. There's
nice.
No demands in our focus.
Ooh, that's a really good answer. That was awesome. And so how did you get into working with Paradise for Paws? Have you always worked with animal organizations?
No, I've actually worked my career in marketing across a range of industries, from oil and gas, fuel marketing, convenience retailing, food and beverages, through products like Quaker and Pop-Tarts and Captain Crunch, and marketing in the online automotive space through Cars.com.
Oh, wow.
But I've been a pet parent my entire life.
Cool.
Well, since childhood, I guess you could say. I was a pet sister growing up in my middle school age when my family got our first dog when I was 10 years old. And then I got my first dog on my own as a newly graduate from college. And
wow.
So I've had my pup Brewster with me for 16 years.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going strong. I have enjoyed marketing in various industries, and I really have found a passion in that, and was looking to make a change. And this, was something that came across my desk, and it really sounded exciting to be able to merge a fun and love, work in a category where it's all about things that people love. They
yeah.
want to give their dogs the most love and care that they can. And this felt like a nice little mashup of a human side and marrying my passion with a company that's growing, and I could have really an impact on driving the company forward.
Nice. And so how long has Paradise for Paws been around?
Well, we opened our first location near Chicago O'Hare in 2008, we opened our next location Midway a couple years later.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2011-12, we opened DFW, and we opened our resort near Denver in 2015.
Wow.
14-15. And then we actually took over Pooch Hotel, 10 Pooch Hotel locations in March 2016. So
wow.
We were, growing one location at a time for a couple of years,
mm-hmm.
about 8 years. And then we really jumped from 4 locations to 14 overnight.
Holy
and that's
cow.
Really when I've joined the company as we are, trying to grow and build this great experience nationwide.
That's a huge leap. That's amazing. You guys should be really proud of yourselves.
Yeah. We're doing it all with two fun brands, Paradise for Paws near our airport resorts and Pooch Hotels near people's homes and office.
Nice. And so do either company, do any of these allow humans to stay as well? Like, is this a hotel where you can stay and like your pet can stay and be spoiled while you're out having a good time?
That's actually a funny question you should ask. It's actually not an uncommon question we get on our tours. We invite any new customers to come and tour our hotels and resorts. Almost all of our locations have what we call our top dog or our palace suite,
mm-hmm.
which includes a twin or full-size human bed, a TV for their entertainment,
nice.
Watch dog TV, and webcam access so that their pet parents can watch them. And the accommodations are pretty nice, and a lot of our pet parents wonder if they can come and stay there instead and crash in the suite with their pup.
Well, I'm definitely a fan of the bone-shaped swimming pools. I think those are amazing. I'm all over those.
Oh, they have a grand old time seeing some of those dogs. I was just at our O'Hare Resort a couple of days ago, and there was one chocolate lab that spent the entire morning playtime standing in the middle of the pool, just splashing his hands up and down, splashing, looking around to make sure anyone saw him do it, making sure he had an audience, and then starting over again. he was having a blast, and that's just so fun to see.
That's so great. It's like, I've worked in a doggy daycare, but it was more of a kennel situation. It wasn't nearly as fancy as what you guys are doing. And, you know, when pet parents are away, and some animals, as you guys know, get really depressed because their mom and dad aren't around. Uh-huh. And so, like, the stuff that we would do with them in terms of interaction, but it was always, you know, fetch or a walk or playtime in the back, this kind of thing. There weren't that many opportunities for them to entertain themselves. And so I love the fact that, like, this dog was like, I'm in the pool, guys. Like, check me out.
You know? Exactly.
That's really great.
It's a lot of fun to watch.
I mean, I'm just so blown away by this. So are all the Paradise for Paws locations near airports?
Yeah. So that is really how the idea started. It started as an idea for traveling pet parents. We are located, our four locations, opening 5th soon near JFK, mm-hmm. Are located at or near the airport within a 5-minute drive at most.
That's so smart.
We are open. Our really biggest point of differentiation that we celebrate is we're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year.
Wow.
So no matter what time you land or if you're delayed or, you know, if you're busy traveling uh-huh. and you're trying to get out late on Thursday, you don't have to, or early Friday, you don't have to drop your dog or cat off before. You don't have to wait to see them when you're done, when you return. You can park your car with us and we'll shuttle you to the airport for free.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's all very convenient. You can drop off your dog, drop off your car at the same time. We take you with your luggage to the airport. And you just call us when you return, and we'll pick you back up and bring you back to the resort.
Oh, my God. I want to stay here. This is, like, so much more convenient than anywhere I've ever stayed. God, that's so, so smart. Because, like, you know, like, the one that I worked in, like, every other kennel and daycare situation would close at night. So, like, if you were late on your flight mm-hmm. or if you didn't get in before closing, you were basically screwed and had to pay for another night in order to come pick your dog up the next morning. And it wasn't on the way from the airport, really. You know what I mean? So, like,
right.
I love this idea of how convenient this can be, because God knows that when you're, you know, done with customs and immigration and all that and you're on your way home, to be able to pick up your pet on the way home and not have to, like, plan to do it later is just, I think it's a blessing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and it's about convenience, but it's also about, you know, when I'm coming home from a long trip, whether it's a business trip or vacation, I miss my dog. I want to see him. I don't want to have to wait another night. And so it's about really making sure we're making the most and appreciating that relationship that pet parents have with their fur kids, and making it easy to reunite and not having the hassle of, you know, inconveniencing the next day or having to drop them off early because you're flying out early on a Monday. You have to drop them off Sunday you know, before they close at 4 p.m. That's not a thing with us, which is really one of the things that was core when we created our first offering.
Honestly, I think the 24/7 and the near the airport locations is brilliant. I mean, that's such a good move. And you guys did it good. Seriously. I mean, how convenient is that? You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, that was 10 points for you guys for that one, because that was really smart.
Thank you.
And so what makes Paradise for Paws different than other boarding facilities? Besides the 24/7 and the getting picked up from the airport, which is enough right there for me to be like, totally.
Well, I think it goes back to some of the things I've already touched on. Mm-hmm. It's about some of the amenities, but it's also about the customer service and the care we provide. All of our, we believe cages and kennels are bad words.
Mm-hmm.
We are a hotel resort. We have all suite accommodations. So it's walls and room to space. There's no, like, wire, you know, feeling of being in a cage.
Nice.
We offer, you know, nice plush beds. We have playtime included in our boarding overnights. as well as webcams inside the playtime. So if you want to watch your dog or in play, you can see that. We also have upgraded suites that, like I mentioned, come with TVs and background entertainment, as well as webcam access, so you can watch your suite, your pet, while your dog while they're resting in their suite. And then we have a top dog that I mentioned,
which is
the top of the top with a full size bed and all those accommodations.
That's where I'm going to stay.
Grooming, so that way, at the end of the day, you're picking up, you know, at the end of your trip, you're picking up a clean and fluffed and pampered pup. We offer a lot of a la carte services to make sure that while you're on vacation having a good time, that you're not feeling guilty about the pup you left behind.
Nice.
You're also getting lots of pampering and fun times as well.
God, this sounds so good. I love it. Mm-hmm. We need to take a quick break for station identification, but I am talking to Jen Lemus, who is the VP of Marketing and Customer Experience for Paradise for Paws. So stay tuned. About a minute, minute and a half. We'll be right back.
Bogart Street is finally open and ready for Bushwick. 100 Bogart is a brand new, state-of-the-art co-working space that provides turnkey workspaces, including open layout desks, meeting spaces, and furnished private offices. Members have access to top-notch amenities such as custom furniture, high-speed internet, spacious kitchenettes with coffee and tea, printers, scanners, and much more. Alongside their professional work environment, 100 Bogart also provides exclusive educational programming for any curious entrepreneur. Heritage Radio Network has made their new office home at 100 Bogart and will host many events there in the future. For more information about their co-working space, visit 100bogart.com and become a member to network, create, and educate.
And we are back. I am talking to Jen Lemus, VP of Marketing and Customer Experience for Paradise for Paws, which are located all over the country, and they're going to be more soon. So, Jen, what animals are allowed there? Do you guys take any exotics?
We do not take exotics. We focus on dogs and cats at our resorts. We're one of the few types of hotels or resorts that accept cats.
Yeah.
We have our cat and feline friends. And they stay in bungalows and enjoy time in the cat adventure jungle.
Cool.
With an aquarium that they can peek in and as they climb up their cat trees, et cetera. But we focus on dogs and cats at our resorts. And then our hotels, which are near office, pooch hotels, which are located near home and office, those are dogs only.
And so the pooch hotels are also strictly for dogs. There's no human staying there as well.
No, but also same thing. Many a human has requested if they could sneak back in and enjoy the palace suite with their pup.
I mean, you know, you guys might be able to like create this incredible thing of like all like super amazing suites with your pet. You know, this could be a whole new thing, girl. It's like forget the W. You know.
And we'll have to look into that a little bit more.
I know. Well, you can take notes from the W because they've got all the good stuff, but you guys can be so much better than that. You know, don't even worry about that.
Sounds like a plan.
So do your animals that stay with you, do they need to meet any specific requirements before they're allowed to stay?
We consider, we have some vaccine requirements that we feel are pretty, you know, some of the highest in the industry.
Yeah.
We require the standards of rabies, Bordetella, distemper. We also actually require a negative fecal result.
Nice.
In order to make sure that, you know, when the dogs are interacting in play, they're not spreading anything.
Nice.
And in certain markets like Chicago, we also require a canine influenza vaccine, H3N2, which... Mm-hmm. You know, a market like Chicago had a couple of years back had a pretty bad outbreak, and we like to ensure an extra level of safety by requiring any dogs that are going into the social areas or the group play areas also have that extra vaccine.
That's very cool. It's smart, too, because that's the worst. I mean,
yeah,
especially because they're under so much stress. Like when the, you know, when your pet parents leave and it's just the kid, they get stressed out about that. So it's smart because their immune system's going to be down a little bit, and so it just kind of keeps them in tip shape, and that they're not going to be sick when you pick them up. So
exactly. I mean, as a boarding or daycare facility, we can't guarantee that there's no spread. It is sort of like child's daycare. Your kids go to daycare and they come back with a sniffle. So we do our best to ensure that we're having strict cleaning, and we're ensuring that the guests that we have in are all up to date on their vaccines so that no one's bringing anything in. And we also have the standard requirements of, you know, flea, you know, heart guard, flea guard, things like that.
And so for your feline guests, do they have to be all up to date on vaccines as well?
Is the same. That's similar. So the lepto, the semper, you know, the cat variations, the negative fecal, if they want to go and hang out in our adventure jungle area.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they also have requirements to make sure, and some of the strictest in the industry.
Nice.
We work with vet partners as we're developing all our policies to make sure that we're doing the best to ensure the best experience for our guests.
Cool. And so how big are the spaces?
So our resorts near the airports are anywhere between 20,000, 25,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy
cow.
They
are nice and spacious. And we have, we separate our big dogs and our small dogs. We have a
nice
wing of the resort that is dedicated to our small dogs. And we have a wing of the resort that's dedicated to our big dogs. And then we have a cat area.
So nice.
Everyone's sort of playing in their area. And by having a lot of space, we're able to ensure those extra safety and comfort levels. So cats don't see dogs walking around and had anxiety. And
mm-hmm.
small dogs, they are playing with, you know, life-sized friends.
Nice. That's so important, and there are so many places that don't do that. That's actually, you know, for all y'all that are listening, if you do boarding and you're not near a Paradise for Paws or this isn't an option for you, it's a really good question to ask your boarding facilities because, you know, when big dogs and smaller dogs get together, a lot of times the smaller dogs will just get bowled over because, you know, a big dog's running through and just kind of runs them down, you know. And so usually, like, the tougher little dogs, like I had a Jack Russell that thought he was a Great Dane. So for him, this was not a problem, you know. But for some poor little Chihuahua to get hit and run down by, like, a pit bull or something like that, it's pretty hardcore, you know. So I like the fact that you keep them separate. And I think that's a really, really important question for anybody that's boarding their pet because, you know, think about it. If you were like 3 feet tall and everybody else in the room was 6 feet tall and like football players, this would be a little intimidating, you know?
Totally. It's a very important guideline and, you know, no questions rule that we follow. It's true at our Paradise for Paws locations. It's true at all our Pooch hotels as well. Playgroup is separated by size and temperament, and there's no question about small dogs and big dogs playing together. And it's, you know, it's a combination of the example you gave, or there's a dog that is, you know, a small dog, a big dog just rolls over and,
yeah.
you know, it does more damage, and we don't want that to ever happen because it's all about the safety and care of our guests.
Totally. And I mean, as we all know, too, little dogs, when they get nervous, a lot of times they'll nip. And so the last thing you need is, you know, your German Shepherd being chewed up by this tiny little thing. So it's smarter just in all levels to kind of separate by height and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Exactly.
And so you said that you guys have, you do some therapies on the property, or you do some grooming on the property. I'm sorry. Do you guys do therapies as well?
We do offer massage. Massage is one of the services that is available. We do know that through studies that we've seen and through our vet partners, we know that there are proven therapeutic benefits. But most of the purposes of our massage therapy that we offer is more about pampering and maybe, you know, helping with an anxious pet, building mm-hmm. a connection with one of the team members. So it's more about the pampering side of it and the interaction and the cuddling and love and less about the therapeutic. But we do know that that is, you know, something that's happened. It's just not a driver of the service we offer.
That's really nice, though. It's still something that's, you know, still something that's a great idea. So I wanted to know about P4P giving. What does it do?
So we, in every market that we operate, we have a relationship with one of the local combination of no-kill shelters or some rescue groups. And we really believe in the mission of helping dogs find forever homes and taking dogs out of bad situations and matching them with the right partners. So we are supporters both financially. We help them and have spa services and potty cures at their events is another draw to help them get more supporters. And in a couple, some of our locations, we actually work as a foster location. So we foster some dogs in our hotels for some locations that don't have their own facility.
Nice.
And, you know, for a short-term benefit. We don't suggest holding them for long periods of time, but in between, as they're working to find a bit more permanent foster situations,
mm-hmm.
we have in some of our locations provide that service for some of our partners.
That's really cool. That's so nice of you guys to be able to do that as well. You got plenty of space, so definitely help.
We do have the space.
God, I'm so jealous. I wasn't expecting you to say that. I was waiting.
Good work.
I was waiting for, like, we have 10,000 square feet. You know, I wasn't expecting, like, we've got acres.
Some of our Pooch Hotel locations are smaller. They are located in more urban areas.
Mm-hmm.
But those are our biggest locations, our 20,000 square feet and more. The other locations can be anywhere between 10 to 20,000, depending on where they're situated.
So let's say, for example, Chicago. How many animals will you have there if you're at full capacity?
That's such a hard question to answer. So, and for a number of factors. So, across our Chicago market, actually, we have five locations. So, we have our Paradise for Paws location at O'Hare
mm-hmm.
and at Midway. And then we have three Pooch locations, Pooch Hotel Lincoln Park, Pooch Hotel West Loop, and Pooch Club South Loop. And so, we have multiple locations. And also, it really depends on how many of those guests come from multiple pet families.
Mm.
We encourage family members to stay together.
Mm-hmm.
Our second and third and more pet come in and, you know, get the room at a discount.
Nice.
So it really depends on how many multiple pet families we have at one time. So I can't even give an answer, unfortunately.
Fair enough. I just realized that my nephew uses you guys. This is exciting. He's in Chicago.
Really?
Totally. He uses your pet hotels.
Yay!
He'll be excited. I know! He'll be very excited when I tell him about this later. Yay! And so for you...
In what market does he use us in?
I think he uses you guys in Lincoln Park.
That would be right.
I think that's where it is, because I remember he comes and sees me every Christmas, and he's always like, I got my dog in this, like, amazing hotel! And it was like, what are you talking about? It's like, all right, cool. Actually, yeah, he's mentioned it before. Oh, this is so fun! See how this happens? Everything just goes in a circle. Very cool.
Everything's connected.
So for you, what are your favorite things about working with Paradise for Paws?
Like, my favorite thing is... when I get to be in the hotels and resorts and seeing the dogs just romping around, like I said, that story I told you earlier, a couple days ago, being and watching that chocolate lab, like just splashing with just such zeal and excitement, is one of the greatest things. Also, providing peace of mind for pet parents, especially first-time guests who are leaving their fur babies for the first time. And, you know, there's stress for the pet, but there's also stress for the pet parent. They're sad. They feel anxiety. They're concerned about leaving their fur baby behind and knowing, you know, feeling like, can anyone take care of them the way I can and what's going to happen when I'm not there? And
mm-hmm.
I love when I have hear from or to get to talk to a pet parent who had that anxiety before they left and now had a great experience and goes on to say that they'll never leave their pet anywhere else. And that really makes me happy and enjoys, you know, creates satisfaction that we're doing well for and living by the mission that we have and, you know, providing the trust that really is important to us with pet parents.
And this is the thing, too. I mean, when you're working in a situation like this, like pet hotels or kennels or any kind of boarding that's long-term, for the staff itself, I mean, it's pretty stressful stuff because, you know, there's a constant influx of, like, new dogs coming in or new cats coming in and the other ones going out, you know, because of people's traveling schedules and things like that. So when it's done right, which it sounds like you guys are doing, you know, your staff is super busy and are constantly entertaining and playing and feeding and cleaning and grooming and all that kind of stuff. And it's just really nice to hear that you guys are really on point with all this stuff because, yeah, and I love the fact that people can, like, tune in on their dogs when they're in their rooms. I mean, that's yeah. – I'd be interested to see what percentage of your pet parents do that, actually.
Yeah, I actually don't know, and that's you now piqued my interest, my curiosity.
I think it would be huge.
Some occasions more than others, we hear of pet parents who have it going in the background the entire time they're in the office, and they just take breaks and watch it.
Aww.
And then some don't look at all, and they just, you know, when we send what's something called a pup date, so if a dog, you know, every other day during your stay, you'll get a pup date. At the end of a first day, we'll provide a report card.
Nice.
Then in subsequent days, we'll send pup dates with pictures of your dog having fun and giving a little bit of an update of how they're doing. And that's something that pet parents really tell us how much they enjoy, because when you're away, it provides a little connection and gets you a little bit of a fix.
Yep.
Before you go back to whatever you're doing on that trip.
And that's, you know, again, hats off to your staff, because that's a lot of work, you know. So it's like, this is the thing, is that the employees, people that love animals that work in kennels, deserve every accolade, every thank you, every tip, everything that they can get, because they're working. If it's a good facility, these people are working their butts off. So I love the fact that you've found committed staff that are willing to do this. Obviously, they like their jobs. Obviously, they're working hard because you guys are so successful. And I think that that's a major contributor and a major point for people when they're looking to board their dogs or cats, you know, is to see really that whole thing and see what the moods of the animals are. You know, it's like, is there a webcam available for people? Like, do you guys have one on your website so anyone can tune in?
No, we, for privacy reasons,
nice.
We limited to passwords for the pet parents.
Yeah.
But anyone of the pet parents have access. But you really hit something on this focus of our success is really, we couldn't do what we do without some amazing team members who are, like you said, passionate and so caring and concerned about pets and love taking care of animals. But also understand that there's a person connected to that animal, and really delivering high-level customer service is so tantamount to what we do.
Yeah, seriously.
That, you know, we couldn't be successful without the team members who interact with those pets every day, the posseurs who's checking them in and talking to the guests, it's the pet parents.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the team members who make it happen.
It's so great, and I love what you guys have done. I think it's a brilliant idea. I think your location is, like, so spot on. I can't believe nobody did this 20 years prior. Like, I think that's great, and yeah, I love what you guys are doing, and thank you for helping, you know, extend the industry and understanding the fact that, you know, our pet family are as important to us as our regular family and our siblings, and in some cases even more so. So I love the fact
sometimes
that you guys are taking
more
attention.
So, right.
No kidding, man. Well, Jen, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. But I really enjoyed this, and I really loved learning about Paradise for Paws.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to you. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for coming on and talking. And so any of y'all in Chicago, where else are you? Chicago, Texas? Chicago, Houston?
We're Chicago. We have 5 locations in Chicago.
Wow.
Between Paradise for Paws and Pooch Hotel. We have two locations in Dallas between the two brands. We have 1 Paradise for Paws, Denver. And then we have Norwalk, Connecticut, Newton, Massachusetts, outside Boston, San Diego, California, Long Beach, Carson, South Bay area, Hollywood, West LA, and Sunnyvale near the Bay Area of California, all are Pooch Hotel locations.
You've got some amazing locations there too. It's a nice job too.
Yeah, we spread across the country, which is nice.
So for people that want to find you, what's your website?
You can find us at paradise4paws.com or poochhotel.com.
Perfect. So, Jen, thank you again. I really appreciate talking to you. And for all the listeners, I will be back next week with a brand new episode of Animal Instinct. So enjoy your week. And until then, take care.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Aweli, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, the French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.